I think, look, when you have a good team, I think if you can acquire an asset for not without giving up a lot, that's a good move. I don't. What did they give for Uche?
Sixth.
Okay. So Uche is at the end of his contract this year. He'll be a free agent. If they don't re-sign him, then they'll get a comp pick, which would probably be a sixth anyway. So really, they didn't give up anything other than they would have to wait a year to get that pick back. So I assume it was a 25 sixth. It was a 26 sixth. Then honestly, then they didn't give up anything in my mind. And then if you like the player and re-sign him, then you re-sign him. Look, Josh Uche is a really good rusher. He hasn't had a chance to rush much this year for the Patriots because they've been behind a lot. And, you know, it's the situation hasn't been good. But he had a big year 2 years ago. Now, you know, he had Judon on the other side of him, so it was two good pass rushers. But he'll have a lot of opportunities to rush in Kansas City. I think that he'll really help him.
Bill is unbelievable.
He's pretty great. I mean, Uche was really good 2 years ago.
Really good. He even kind of couldn't help himself. He's like, yeah, they did have Judon. So he's like, I think he's trying to talk up that, like, he put together pass rushers. Yeah, but also you're pointing out that Uche is nothing without Judon. Because what happened last year?
True.
Uche sucked last year.
I get if you think about it a lot, yes, but I think what he's saying
it
is
a pro-Bill thing. Yeah, yeah.
Elliott Wolf traded away. I wouldn't have traded away
Judon.
There
was all their pass rush.
And by the way, Uche was really good 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So you got to think about it a little bit, but good point by you.
Yeah.
So Uche is nothing without Judon is what Bill's saying. And what I would say is, 2 years ago. And he's not doing much this year. How was he last year, Bill, when you coached him? Stunk.
It's awful.
Three sacks. We were talking about trading him a year ago.
He signed for a song to come back. He got nothing. Great tweet that Andy Hart retweeted. Matt Couture, in response to Bill Belichick talking about how they gave up nothing for Josh Uche.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, if a sixth for Uche is giving up nothing, what is a fifth for a quality player like Shaq Mason? Like, if you really want to play that game with Bill, like what you gave up to get players, what you got in return for certain players, like, I don't know. Like, I would say the main reason you're no longer the coach is because you were a bad GM by the end.
Yeah.
Like, that's the bigger issue. And now you're critiquing all these trades. It's hilarious.
It was not a good trade, and they didn't get anything for Uche.
He's not a good player.
Okay, I don't care, right? The point is, I don't really care, but if all you're getting is a sixth rounder in 2 years, you might as well just cut the guy.
Well, that's not
my stance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But fine. You got something, and you could say you got something. Yeah. Legitimately getting nothing for a player, Bill, is letting Tom Brady walk to Tampa Bay. That's legitimately getting nothing for a player.
Yeah, you got
so,
nothing.
So, like, careful with that is all I would say.
That's true.
But, man, I look back. That draft actually wasn't horrible. I wanted to go back and really, like, relitigate.
The Uche draft.
All right. It wasn't as bad as you thought. Like, Onwenu was in there.
That was one of the decent. Duggar
was in there.
All right.
There was another decent player in there. I wanted to rip apart that draft. But it wasn't one of his worst. The Uche thing, though, it's
Anthony
like,
Jennings.
Thank you. That was the other decent player that was in that draft.
Right. So okay, they got Duggar, Uche, Jennings. They traded up. They took in the third round the two tight ends, Devin Asiasi and Dalton Keene.
But
they took the racist kicker.
Yeah, yeah. But for Bill Belichick, that's he hit on like three useful players.
No, he had four. He drafted four NFL players that year.
Oh yeah, if you count Uche, give him a fourth. I guess you got to count him. Yeah.
No, Duggar, Uche, Jennings, Onwenu.
I wasn't initially counting Uche, but you're right.
Yeah.
He had one good year. Look, for Bill, that's by far not anywhere near his worst draft.
It was a good follow-up to N'Keal Harry, Juwan Williams, and Chase Winovich.
Yeah. Like, that is a gold star draft compared to some of the other ones he's had.
Yeah, true.
But,
then he followed that. Anyway.
No, I
just, down that road.
I find that to be amusing that they moved up for him in that draft. Right, they moved
Uche,
back.
Yes.
They moved back to take Duggar. They passed on, I want to say, like Jordan Love and players like this in that draft. I think Justin Jefferson went right before them. So they moved back, and they ultimately settled on Duggar, and then moved back up to get Uche. Mm-hmm. And I just think that shows the faulty logic in moving back. Like, you can just stay and pick in the first round and get your guy, as opposed to let's move back a little bit here and then we'll move up there and start playing that game. All the guys they move up for were terrible.
Yeah, there's some good players in that draft. I remember I wanted Jalen Hurts. That's not revisionist history. You can go check the archives.
I liked Hurts in that draft. I like loving that. I like most of the quarterbacks in that draft. That was a great quarterback draft.
Yeah, no, it was. Also, you know who was in that draft too? It was Trayvon Diggs. You see him squawking at some guy?
I did. He told.
Screaming at some reporter. He's like, you can't do what I do. It's like, right.
Yeah, no, we got that.
I thought I'm not a good corner like you.
Didn't he
I don't know if you're a good corner.
Didn't he drop a D's nuts as well?
He did.
I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Which he gets the win there.
That's a win.
That's a win for Trayvon Diggs.
Anytime you're dropping that, you can't lose.
He smoked him with a D's nuts. So that would be. Yeah, he was like really fired up. They were like in the tunnel and he was like screaming at a reporter about like, I don't know, like not being able to play the game or something. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, we don't. There's a reason.
Not as good.
We talk on the radio.
Not as good, although you are very overrated. But
we write in the newspaper. You're the professional player. We don't claim to be professional players.
No.
But then our job is to critique you.
Yeah, well, check out D's. I'm not falling for it, Trayvon. I'm not falling for it.
I said D's.
It was a walk-off, though. It was the last thing he said to him.
Yeah.
It was D's nuts.
It's kind of a binding contract. When you ask for D's, you kind of...
No! Get back here! I want to say something else.
But so Uchay, why did he want back? Like,
why did he come back here?
Yeah, this is something I'm curious about, because all the beat writers claim, I'm skeptical of it, but all the beat writers claim he could have gotten more elsewhere, which feels
is that
to
right?
Me, well, yeah, that's
no, what, I know that's what they're claiming, but that's my response. Is,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, he could have just gotten more elsewhere.
He liked the winning that was going on here. He liked the what? No, there wasn't really. There probably wasn't a lot of options out there, would be my guess.
That's what I think. So, like, this claim that he could have gotten more, okay, maybe, or is that just agent spin? That'd be my guess. Why'd he come back? Why did they want him back? Like, this whole experience, it never made sense. He got no money on a one-year deal to come back. He was never really going to play. And
his
so that
contract
was
year was...
an odd approach.
He screwed that up.
Yeah.
He was good 2 years, or he was good a year too early.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know how good he was. He just had good numbers because Judon was on the other side.
Across from Judon,
and that's fine.
Bill would say.
And so, I mean, I wouldn't rule out him having a couple of big plays for Kansas City. And then people would be like, oh, my God, we had that guy. It's like, yeah, we had that guy. But on his own, he wasn't really going to do that much.
No.
And I do think you might as well shake things up a little bit if you're Elliot Wolf. You know, and not that you're, you know, a future sixth is like getting much in return. But for me, a lot of the moves that they might make in the next week and a half is more to free up spots and opportunities for other players. And like, not that you have a loaded roster, but you have like a lot of guys that are all kind of like the same. Like we talk about in the receiver room a lot. Like there's nothing really separating a lot of these guys too much. So maybe just, you know, make it easier for Mayo and get rid of some of them.
I still hope there's a buying opportunity out there for them. Like I don't mind moving off Uchay, Godchow, our guy Kendrick Bourne, KJ Osborne for sure. Like I'm fine moving off all those guys. Really regardless of what you get in return, but ideally if you're moving a guy like Godchild, like a little something back, but fine, whatever. I don't think any of those guys are all that great. I don't need any of them on the team. I hope they're looking to add as well, like a long-term piece potentially, and we'll see if they do that, but they're already expected to be active. They're listening on all offers, according to many reports, open for business, as Burt Breer put it. So that was the first domino yesterday. We'll see what they do leading up to the trade deadline a week from today in the NFL.